This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
82KOP listening. 82KOP. WB2KAO, good afternoon, Dan, do you hear you? Did you make it down to Sunny's yesterday?
Jeff canceled the breakfast yesterday. He canceled it on Friday. Thursday or Friday, I saw it on the Facebook page.
Ah, okay. Yeah, we had five of us up to Bill's for our lunch second Saturday. I just want to see, the Red Wings are in a rain delay.
Yeah, it's pouring at my house. I'm out in the garage watching NASCAR, and I had to paint a piece of trim for the house. So I figured I'd do it today when it's raining, do all my painting for the trim that I got to replace, and it's a perfect day to do it.
Yeah, I just stand by a minute, Dan. I got a dead battery. Yeah, KD2KOP, WB2KAO. All right, I'm back here. So, why was the breakfast canceled, Dan? Do you have any idea?
I talked to Jeff and Brad on Thursday before I went into the store after work, and Jeff said he was thinking about canceling it because of, I guess there was a ham fest this weekend, and there's a breakfast for, I think, Rara was this weekend up in September. So he figured there wasn't going to be much people going, and he figured he'd just cancel it because of that, and he said we may wait till August to have another one, he said.
Yeah, no problem. By the way, and of course we'll be posting it up when it gets a little bit closer, but our next lunch on the second Saturday in July, which would be July 11th, it's going to be at the Olympia on Lyle. Bill's Long Time is going to be closed from the 22nd, and I think they... I don't know when they reopen, but they're gonna be closed for a while though, for vacation. I think some of the gals, they have young kids. I think maybe Bill, the owner, may go back to Greece. Maybe both our breakfast on Monday the 6th and our lunch on the 11th will both be at the Olympia on Lyle.
What time on that Saturday? You guys usually get there around 11 o'clock or between 11 and 12?
12 noon. Always 12 noon on that lunch on the second Saturday is 12 noon. We had five of us yesterday. Phil, W-H-U-G-E, and Nick and Seth, and Tommy and myself. We had five of us. Yeah, we had a nice get-together up here at the building.
Well, that's good. I'll be able to make it, even if I'm working Saturday on the 11th. We work from 7 in the morning only till 11 in the morning, so I'll be able to make it on the 11th. So I'll be definitely make sure I come there on the 11th, right on my calendar.
Yeah, definitely. And, yeah, very good. Yeah, we'll go there. As we know, they have a lot of room there. They have a lot of room available there, so that works out well. All righty, Dan. Well, you enjoy your NASCAR, and hopefully the Red Wings will be able to play. Is it raining at your location here in Greece, Dan?
Oh, I'm walking out. There's a puddle in front of my garage here. It was pouring out, but now it's just sprinkling. I can see it just sprinkling. But I do hear some thunder. The storms are either coming this way or moving east. But yeah, it's still raining over here. Not as bad as before when we started talking.
Yeah, I'm down in the man cave, and the house is closed up with the air on. So that's what I like about the AC, you know. And the house is closed up, you know, it can't rain in anywhere, you know.
I know. I get. We got the same thing here. I got the AC on over here, so if I get too muggy out here in the garage, I got the side door open for a cross breeze and got a fan going. And if you get too much out here, I'll just close up shop and go in the house.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a nice setup there for yourself. Well, very good. You're right back into the rhythm of work. That's good. Have you been busy?
Oh yeah, yep. We've been busy. I had to stop driving and work in the warehouse because the warehouse manager quit, and the branch manager didn't think he was going to quit. He put in 2 weeks' notice, and when he said 2 weeks were up, he was leaving, and our branch manager didn't believe him. So because I've worked the warehouse before, he took me off driving, and that's what I'm doing right now until he can get a replacement.
Well, you don't mind that, right? A little diversification. You've worked it before, and you get the same. You get paid the same whether you're fighting or marching, and you know the warehouse, and I'm sure glad to be gainfully employed, right?
Yep. No. Yeah. You're right. I know. I've been there about 10 years, so I know pretty much where everything is in the warehouse. So I can work the door, as they say it, when the contractors come to pick up some, little stuff. And, I don't mind doing that. It gives me a little break from driving. And, there's been days already that have gone by so quick, I don't realize it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I haven't eaten lunch yet.
Well, things are rolling along, and you're confident with what you're doing, and everybody's happy, and the days are rolling along. Sure. Well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, sure. All right, my friend. Well, good to hear you, and health and happiness to you, and we will be in touch. Good to hear you. Sound great. 82KOP from WB2KAO. Good to hear you, Dan.
Always a pleasure talking to you. And, same thing back to you and your family. I'm just talking on a little HD here, a Yaesu 3D or something. I've had this one for a couple of years, and I love this HD. I can bring it out in the garage, talk on a repeater. That's what I like about having I might be like Brad. I might set up a radio station out here in the garage, but I'll have to save all the pennies for that. Yeah, and I hope the Wings play today. Hopefully the rain doesn't cancel them out. The way they were talking on the radio today, that 2 o'clock to 5 on Channel 10, they're talking about having storms rolling in and out of here, so I don't know if the Wings will actually play today, but hopefully they do.
Well, if they play today and they win, they'll take 5 out of 6 from Worcester. They're in first place in the league right now. Half a game ahead of Memphis or Nashville. I forget. A couple of those teams are right up in there with us. But this is a very important game for the standings in the league. And then we got Toledo coming in next week, and that will wrap up the first half of the season. But the Red Wings are 42-25. They're 17 games over 500. That hasn't happened since the end of the 2017 season. They're 17 games over 500 right now.
Well, I don't follow baseball, but to me that sounds like they're doing very well.
They are doing very, very well, yes. And they had over 10,000 down there. That's the second highest crowd. They had a big crowd for Memorial Day when all tickets were $5. But they had over 10,000 down there last night. Nothing will put people in the seats, no matter what sport we're talking about. A beautiful weather and a winning team.
That's beautiful weather and a winning team that always gets the crowd going. All right, buddy. Well, have a good afternoon. I'm going to go in and grab some lunch and bring it back out here and just sit here and watch the race. So, have a good afternoon and best to the family, and we'll talk to you later. WB2KAO, KD2KOB.
Health and happiness to you, Dan, and that Yaesu handheld sounds excellent. Just a great signal, absolutely full quieting. I would have had no idea you were on the HT there. It sounds like you're right under the tower. There you need your KAO. Enjoy your lunch.